A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter and John were going up to the temple area for the 3 o'clock hour of prayer, and a man crippled from birth was carried and placed at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate every day to beg for alms from the people who entered the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. But Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." He paid attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, rise and walk." Then Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles grew strong. He leaped up, stood, and walked around, and went into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as one who used to sit begging at the Beautiful Gate of the temple, and they were filled with amazement and astonishment at what had happened to him. The word of the Lord. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Invoke his name. Make known among the nations his deeds. Sing to him. Sing his praise. Proclaim all his wondrous deeds. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, son of Jacob, his chosen ones. He, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into Abraham and is by his oath to Isaac. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Now that very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along the way?" And they stopped looking downcast. One of them, named Cleophas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place here these last days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" And they said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, a mighty deed and word before God and before people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be one to redeem Israel. Besides all this, it's now the third day since this took place. Some of the women from the group, however, have astonished us, and they were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels and announced that he was alive. Then some of those who with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted for them all that referred to him and all the scriptures. As they approached the village which they were going, he gave them impression that he was going on further. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it's nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were open, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, 'What, were not our hearts burning inside while he spoke to us along the way and opened the scriptures for us?' So they sent out once to return to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them, saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised, and he appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted how they had taken place along the way, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The gospel of the Lord. And so I always like Jesus on this reality of the gospel, because in John's gospel, the way he approaches them after the resurrection is, "Peace be with you." Here Jesus looks at them and says, "Are you stupid?" You know, that's what slow means. And all the things we've always told our kids never to say, and that's what Jesus calls them. They're upset. Jesus is dead. He's walking with them, and instead of saying, no, I'm right here, it's okay. How foolish you are. How slow you are to believe. Oh, and then what does he do? He says Mass. And you see the liturgy of the word. He sits there and he talks about the Old Testament and he explains it, the liturgy of the word. Then he sits with them and he gives them the liturgy of the Eucharist, right? And so when in the midst of the liturgy of the Eucharist, when he breaks the bread, he vanishes to show them, if you want me to stay with you, you got to come to the Eucharist and now be with you sacramentally. That's why he vanished. And if we're going to meet Jesus, we got to meet him right here. The problem sometimes is we make the Eucharist a thing instead of a person, right? They sat there and says they recognized him, Jesus, person, Son of God, God, real man, real God. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. Here we come, watch Mass every day or come to Mass every day. Do we truly recognize that Jesus, and we're encountering the person of Jesus, not receiving a vitamin pill, not just receiving something we can live forever, not just so I can go and do what I want the rest of the day. We have an encounter with Jesus. Do we truly recognize him today in the breaking of the bread? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.